State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Teacher evaluations have become a hot political topic in Michigan. And chances are, if you've heard anything about them, the discussion has been about how to use evaluations to get rid of poor performing teachers. But I've been looking into a different aspect of teacher evaluations, how to use them to make all teachers better. Michigan already has a law to mandate teacher evaluations. It was passed in 2011. Now, less than 3 years later, lawmakers are already considering changes. Last time around, they left out something that's turned out to be pretty important.
The 2011 bill didn't provide any training, and that's part of the problem.
Amber Arellano leads the advocacy group Education Trust Midwest, and she compares Michigan to other states that also put teacher evaluation laws on the books while at the same time investing in teacher training.
They've all invested heavily in teachers that are in their classrooms today and ensuring that they get regular coaching and support and how to improve their practice.
Arellano says those states like Tennessee, are now crushing Michigan in measures of student growth. But if good teacher training matters, how do we know what it looks like?
Hi, everyone. Come on in.
Earlier this school year, I sat in on a teacher professional development day at Grand Rapids Public Schools. The morning session focused on a video of a teacher giving a lesson on area and perimeter. Bridget Cheney, principal at Congress Elementary, told teachers what to look for as they watched the video a second time.
We want you to focus this time on those specific teacher moves that were high yielding.
It might not seem like much, but it turns out video can be a powerful tool to improve teaching. Thomas Kane is a researcher at Harvard and one of the leading experts on how to improve teacher performance. He says coaching teachers can be a lot like coaching athletes. Every athlete analyzes video. Kane says every teacher should too.
And for some reason, we've never taken teaching seriously enough and expertise in teaching seriously enough to use the tools of video to allow teachers to get that kind of feedback that athletes get.
Kane says teachers shouldn't just be watching videos of other people's lessons. They should have videos of their own lessons. And he says the videos can also be used to improve teacher evaluations.
I wish I could tell you that every school system or even the majority of school systems were doing this well yet. And I don't think I can say that.
Part of the reason is that doing evaluations well costs districts money.
We don't have staff development offices.
Matt Wandry is superintendent of Lapeer Community Schools.
And the ratio of administrators to teachers is so large, right? You may have three administrators in a building with 100 teachers, and you've got to evaluate and observe each of those people. Does that kind of a ratio allow for really in-depth work? Probably not. Not to the level it needs to be.
The level it needs to be involves frequent observation and supportive coaching. Sometimes what an evaluator is looking for can seem like a tiny detail. Are instructions clear enough? Does the teacher take too much time handing out papers? These little things can make a big difference in the classroom. And if teachers could see these steps on video, it might help, but it also helps to have a coach who's trained in what to look for. The proposed changes to Michigan's teacher evaluation law would create more standards for how to conduct the evaluations. And at the same time, Governor Snyder has also proposed spending an additional $28 million on teacher training and evaluation. Lawmakers are currently considering both proposals. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.